From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump says British Prime Minister Theresa May is ruining what her country stands to gain from Brexit, and her plans for future dealings with the EU could kill any trade deals with the United States. In a wide-ranging interview with the British tabloid The Sun, Trump said May is striking what he called a very different deal from the one that people voted for in 2016. Trump was also quoted as saying he thinks Britain's ex-Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson would make an excellent prime minister. Johnson resigned his post in May's government just days ago. The president also said that he thought that Europe was losing its culture because of migration. Trump is making his first visit to the UK since being elected president. He is scheduled to meet with May and then have tea with Queen Elizabeth on Friday. Mr. Trump came to Britain after a contentious NATO summit in Brussels, as AP's Shelley Adler reports.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures is a triumph of New York real estate negotiations over absolute reality and U.S. vital interests.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok defended himself and his agency in a contentious hearing before the House Oversight Committee on Thursday. Strzok was removed from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and allegations of collusion with Russia after text messages he exchanged with former FBI lawyer Lisa Page were revealed, showing their mutual contempt for Trump. At the hearing, Strzok said that his personal opinions did not keep him from doing his job.
This investigation is not politically motivated. It is not a witch hunt. It is not a hoax.
Tempers flared at times when some Republican members accused Strzok of bias against President Trump.
Impeachment for what?
Second of all. Avoid it,
Mr. Chairman. What are the rules here?
Mr. Chairman, what are the rules?
The gentleman will allow the witness to answer the question, and then we'll move on.
Strzok and Page were involved in a romantic relationship in 2016. When they worked on the investigation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's email server, President Trump has seized on Strzok and Page's texts to denounce the Mueller probe as nothing more than a witch hunt. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday it would appeal a federal judge's approval of AT&T Incorporated's $85.4 billion acquisition of Time Warner. As Ed Donahue reports, that raises the prospect the deal could be killed barely a month after it closed.
The judge who approved the deal rejected the government's argument the $81 billion merger would hurt competition and raise prices for TV shows and movies. The Justice Department decided to keep up the fight. This is one of the biggest media deals ever, uniting AT&T with CNN, HBO, and the Warner Brothers movie studio. President Trump is feuded with CNN, calling it failing and the purveyor of fake news. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Local government officials say an explosion at a chemical plant in China's southwestern province of Sichuan has killed 19 people and injured 12 others. It is not yet clear what caused Thursday evening's blast in an industrial park several hours distant from the provincial capital of Chengdu. China has kicked off measures to improve industrial safety, ramping up checks over the last year following some high-profile incidents at local mines and chemical plants. In 2015, an explosion in a chemical warehouse in the northern port city of Tianjin killed 165 people. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.